This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. You may hear some little drilling noises outside of my studio. That's because it's not very well soundproofed, and I'm moving around in different rooms in the studio, but you still may hear the sound in the background. But please forgive me, and you'll probably hear my cats meowing in the background too. We're being very professional here. But in any case, tonight on Between the Keys, we are featuring composers playing their own piano works. And right off the bat, I apologize for not including certain people who would seem to be obvious choices for this subject matter, as well as certain composer pianists that I have featured from time to time on this program. I mean, the topic of composers slash pianists is one that one could devote a year's worth of programs to. However, I think for this hour, we have an interesting and diverse mix of artists. So let's get started with David McBride, who is a professor of composition at the Hart School of Music in Hartford, Connecticut. He's a prolific composer who's written in almost every genre, and he's an active recitalist. I can't say that I know him well. We only met once or twice many years ago when I did a residency at the Hart School. I'm quite fond of his big three-movement piano suite called Chartres, inspired by the famous French cathedral. And I'm going to feature that work on a show in the future. But I want to give you an example of David McBride's quirkiness and dry humor in the second of two sonatas after Scarlatti, composed in 1999 and 2000. David McBride, composer and pianist.
Thank you.
the second of two sonatas after Scarlatti, composed and performed by David McBride. Here's a piece that Sergei Rachmaninoff often played as an encore during his years in Russia before he emigrated to the West. It's his Polka de VR, which is a piece based on a polka by Franz Baer called Scherz Polka. And we will hear Rachmaninoff's 1928 recording. Rachmaninoff plays Rachmaninoff as only he could. The Polka de VR, recorded April 4th, 1928 for RCA Victor, more than 90 years ago, if you can believe that. Haskell Small is a composer and pianist based in Washington, D.C., and he's been a previous guest on Between the Keys. He's written an impressively wide range of works for his instrument. Here's a short triptych called Three Impressions. Haskell Small, composer and pianist. Three Impressions, composed and performed by Haskell Small. I should mention that Haskell Small's recent piano works are quite different. They tend to be very large in scope, and they explore introspection and silence and expressive economy, and they're really quite gripping. I plan to explore some of them on future episodes. Percy Grainger is up next, and what an exuberant approach he had to piano playing, and what virtuosic, yet at the same time idiosyncratic, piano writing. This is one of his best-known pieces, Molly on the Shore. In 1927 recording of Molly on the Shore, composed and performed by Percy Grainger. Another composer-pianist based in Washington, D.C. is Jessica Crash, whose music often addresses important and often provocative issues in society. I think her music in and of itself is provocative as it is. Here is a piano piece from 2003 entitled Fever, and the textures are often very sparse, yet there's an underlying intensity in both the notes and the silences, and a kind of unsettled undercurrent that certainly holds my attention, and it keeps me guessing just what is going to happen next. We're going to hear Fever performed by its composer, Jessica Krash. Music by Jessica Krash, a composition entitled Fever. We heard the composer at the piano. She's got a catalog, by the way, of many, many interesting solo and ensemble works. And information about her music is available on jessicakrash.com. That's JessicaKrash.com. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. This program is devoted to composers at the piano. Dana Suisse, who lived from 1909 until 1987, composed both popular and concert music. She studied piano with the Liszt pupil Alexander Szilagyi, and she studied composition for 3 years with Nadia Boulanger. Many musicians considered that her talents paralleled those of George Gershwin, as far as someone who worked both sides of the street, so to speak, the classical and the popular. And Dana Suisse also had a great facility for improvising at the piano. Here is a recording of Dana Suisse playing one of her best-known compositions. It's called Serenade to a Skyscraper. Thank you. That was a piece called Serenade to a Skyscraper, composed and performed by Dana Suisse from an archival recording. And by the way, there is a wonderful CD devoted to the solo piano compositions of Dana Suisse, performed by Sarah Davis Buchner, and I highly recommend that you check that out. About this next selection, I really don't have too much to say, except that the music is virtuosic, it's rhapsodic, it's rather unpredictable, and I think it's very creative in every moment. It's a piece by Nathan Currier, a movement that is part of a suite called From the Grotto, and the title of the movement is called Dirty Humor or Living with Pollution. Let's hear Nathan Currier, the composer, at the piano. Thank you. Dirty Humor or Living with Pollution. That was a section from a multi-movement work entitled From the Grotto, composed and performed by Nathan Currier. I'm not going to say anything about this next recording, except that it's obviously old. It dates from around 1929, but I just want you to listen and let me know what you think. Just listen to this. Have been listening to a recording from 1929. I didn't tell you anything about it, although if you are listening online, you could look at your computer screen and cheat so you know what's playing. Anyway, I'll tell you, that was Edward Elgar, the great British composer, improvising. He had agreed to record some spontaneous improvisations back in 1929, and these improvisations were not released until many, many years later. It's interesting to hear a highly acclaimed composer born in 1857 sit down at the piano and just play from nothing. Boy, imagine if we could hear Franz Liszt improvise, or Chopin, or Bach, or, you know what I mean. Anthony Newman first got lots of attention in the early 1970s for his stimulating and rather thought-provoking performances of Bach's music on both harpsichord and organ, but he's always composed himself, and it's kind of hard to describe his music. It's quite energetic. It often alludes to Baroque ideas, yet it always veers into late 19th and early 20th century Romanticism, but totally in its own way. Anthony Newman has written a series of preludes and fugues for piano, and we're going to hear him perform the one in B flat minor, Anthony Newman.
Thank you.
Music by Anthony Newman, a prelude and fugue in B-flat minor with the composer at the piano. Fascinating stuff. The composer and pianist Nikolai Kapustin combines jazz idioms with traditional classical forms, and he does so with incredible virtuosity and creativity, as you will hear in his Variations Opus 41. You'll recognize right off the bat the opening theme from Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, but there is so much more to this music. Let's hear Kapustin play Kapustin.
Thank you.
Rustin performing his own Variations, Opus 41. I don't think you can follow such exhilarating music with anything else except for me to thank you for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this episode devoted to composers at the piano. And speaking of composer/pianists, my name is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you have been listening to Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. And I hope you will join me at this time next week. Until then, stay well, and as I always say, please be kind.